Book 5, Lesson 20. Ample. Say ample. Ample. Adjective. Number 1. Plenty. More than enough. One large turkey will provide ample food for 8 people. Number 2. Large in size. A heavy gold watch chain hung across his ample stomach.
Now let's review word meaning. True or false? An apartment with ample space is small and cramped. If you said false, you are correct. An apartment with ample space has more than enough space.
Burden. Say burden. Burden. Noun. Number 1. Something that is carried, especially a heavy load. Carrying his frail son on his shoulder was never a burden, Bob Cratchit explained. Number 2. Anything that is hard to bear. The burden of caring for 4 sick children was too much for the babysitter. Verb. To add to what one has to bear. Don't burden your grandparents with this problem.
Now let's review word meaning. Yes or no. To burden people with your problems is to add your problems to theirs. If you said yes, you are correct. When you burden someone with your problems, you add to what he or she already has to bear.
Compassion. Say compassion. Compassion. Noun. A feeling of sharing the suffering of others and of wanting to help. Sympathy. Pity. Shazia's compassion for the homeless led to her working each weekend at the soup kitchen. Compassionate. Say compassionate. Compassionate. Adjective. The state of showing compassion. The doctor's compassionate manner made her loved by all of her patients.
Now let's review word meaning. Choose A or B. You can show someone compassion by A, shouting an insult, or B, giving a hug. If you said B, you are right. Giving a hug is a way to show someone sympathy or compassion.
Comply. Say comply. Comply. Verb. To act in agreement with a rule or another's wishes. Unless you comply with the requirement to wear shoes, you cannot enter the restaurant.
Now let's review word meaning. True or false? To comply with the rules means to follow them. If you said true, you are correct. To comply with the rules means to act in agreement with them.
Cumbersome. Say cumbersome. Cumbersome. Adjective. Awkward and hard to handle. Unwieldy. The crate of oranges was cumbersome, but the clerk managed to get it up the stairs.
Now let's review word meaning. Choose A or B. Which is more cumbersome? A. Carrying lots of groceries by hand, or B. Pushing a button to turn on a fan. If you said A, you are right. It can be very awkward to carry groceries using only your hands.
Distress. Say distress. Distress. Verb. To cause pain or sorrow, to trouble or worry. It distresses me that no one offered to help when they saw the accident. Noun. Pain. sorrow, or worry. The distress of a divorce is felt especially hard by the children involved.
Now let's review word meaning. Choose A or B. Someone in distress is more likely to A, yawn, or B, scream. If you said B, you are correct. Someone in distress is feeling pain, sorrow, or worry. That person is more likely to scream than yawn.
Encounter. Say encounter. Encounter. Verb. Number 1. To meet unexpectedly. The actress encountered a crowd of fans in the lobby of her hotel. Number 2. To be faced with. As the frightened children ran around the corner, they encountered a stone wall. Noun. Number 1. A chance meeting. Our encounter with our neighbors at the party was a pleasant surprise. Number 2. A battle or fight. The first major encounter of the Civil War occurred at Fort Sumter on April 12, 1861.
Now let's review word meaning. Yes or no? When you encounter someone, you plan a meeting with that person. If you said no, you are correct. When you encounter someone, you meet that person unexpectedly.
Exert. Say exert. Exert. Verb. To put forth effort. If Jane doesn't exert herself more in Spanish class, I'm sure she will not be able to speak the language. Exertion. Say exertion. Exertion. Noun. The act of tiring oneself, a strong effort. The exertion of climbing to the top of the ruins left the explorers feeling weak.
Now let's review word meaning. True or false? Going for a run is likely to make you feel exertion. If you said true, you are correct. Running is one way to tire yourself out.
Indignant. Say indignant. Indignant. Adjective. Angry or resentful about something that seems wrong or unfair. Bonnie was indignant when Miss Slycarp, her governess, appeared in the most elegant dress Bonnie's mother owned. Indignation. Say indignation. Indignation. Noun. Anger that is caused by something mean or unfair. My indignation was aroused when I was not given a chance to defend myself.
Now let's review word meaning. True or false? A writer might feel indignant if someone stole his or her idea. If you said true, you are correct. A writer would probably get angry and feel it was unfair that someone stole his or her idea.
Jest. Say jest. Jest. Noun. A joke or the act of joking. My remark was made in jest. I'm sorry you took me seriously. Verb. To joke or say things lightheartedly. Surely you jest, I said when my aunt suggested throwing out the television set.
Now let's review word meaning. Yes or no? A comment made in jest is to be taken seriously. If you said no, you are right. Comments made in jest are jokes and should not be taken seriously.
Mirth. Say mirth. Mirth, noun, laughter, joyfulness expressed through laughter. The sight of the 3-year-old wearing her mother's hat and shoes provoked much mirth among the family.
Now let's review word meaning. Choose A or B. An audience is more likely to express mirth while watching A, a funny movie, or B, a sad play. If you said A, you are correct. Funny movies cause much laughter.
Moral. Say moral. Moral, noun. A useful lesson about life. The play's moral was "Look before you leap." Adjective, number 1. Having to do with questions of right and wrong. The death sentence for murder is a moral as well as a legal issue. Number 2. Based on what is right and proper. You have a moral duty to report a crime if you see it.
Now let's review word meaning. Yes or no. A story's moral is its introduction. If you said no, you are right. A story's moral is the lesson it is trying to teach.
Outskirts. Say outskirts. Outskirts, noun. The parts far from the center, as of a town. The plan to build another large shopping mall on the outskirts of town was voted down at the meeting.
Now let's review word meaning. True or false? The outskirts of town are the parts closest to the center. If you said false, you are correct. Outskirts are the parts far away from the center of a town.
Resume. Say resume. Resume. Verb. Number 1. To begin again after a pause. The concert will resume after a 15-minute break. Number 2. To occupy again. After the station stop, the detective resumed his seat for the next part of the journey.
Now let's review word meaning. Choose A or B. When a game resumes after a delay, that means it A, starts up again, or B, gets canceled. If you said A, you are right. When a game resumes, it starts up again after a delay.
Ridicule. Say ridicule. Ridicule, verb, to make fun of, to mock. People once ridiculed the idea that flight by heavier-than-air machines was possible. Noun, words or actions intended to make fun of or mock. Their ridicule of my friend finally provoked me to lose my temper. Ridiculous. Say ridiculous. Ridiculous, adjective, laughable, deserving of mockery. It is ridiculous to suggest that a bridge could be built across the Atlantic Ocean.
Now let's review word meaning. Choose A or B. A ridiculous idea is most likely to be A, praised, or B, laughed at. If you said B, you are correct. Ridiculous ideas are laughable and often deserving of mockery.